everyone. Welcome to the Scale Up Method, where we teach you to reach the next level in business, build your dream team, and scale beyond eight figures. Too many business owners are stuck trying to do everything themselves, and their businesses are suffering as a result. And I don't want you to be one of those people. I'm Allison Maslin, and my company, Pinnacle Global Network, has helped thousands of business owners scale their companies using my framework, the Scale Up Method. All business owners face similar challenges when it comes to growth. So on this podcast, we're delivering the tactics you need to finally reach the next level in business, build your dream team, and scale beyond eight figures. Now today, we're going to be talking about leadership, which is the L in scale. In my framework, the Scale Up Method, we teach five components you must know to scale your business, and leadership is the fourth component. So having great leadership will help your business grow faster than anything else that you do. So in this episode, one of my wonderful CEO mentors from my company, Pinnacle Global Network, Phil Black, he's turning the tables on me and interviewing me about how to be a great leader for your team. We're going to talk about how leadership roles change as the company grows, why it's important for the leader to have a vision for your company, and the difference between a leader and a boss, and so much more. Okay, thank you for joining us today and enjoy the episode on leadership. We are really diving into my Scale It method. So this is our proprietary method that we utilize with our high-end clients in Pinnacle Global Network to help them scale their company. So each scale in Scale It method is an acronym. S is strategic vision, C is cash flow, A is alliance of the team, L is leadership, and E is execution. So today we're going to do a show around the L, which is leadership, but we're turning the tables and I'm going to have my dear friend and also high-level mentor that works with me in our company, Pinnacle Global Network, is going to join us and he's going to interview me so that I can share with you some amazing leadership secrets that I have learned along the way of almost 40 years in business. So let me introduce Phil. Phil Black has committed his life to helping high-level business owners overcome their biggest mental blocks and unlock their full potential. So talk about leadership. Phil is your guy, seriously. Since starting his first company at age 18, which he sold to pursue his college career, Phil has guided business leaders of all kinds to greater performance levels. He's trained more than 4,000 individuals and Fortune 1,000 management teams in leadership and strategic coaching. He has worked with companies like Intel, Sprint, Qualcomm, AT&T, you name it. This guy has done it and he's been working with me. I don't know. I lost count how many years. I think 4 years, 5 years, and our clients are over the moon about Phil. So let me bring to this interview Phil Black.
Oh, Allison, hi, how are you?
What are you up to?
I was just catching up on some amazing reading, and I thought I had a couple more minutes.
Can you believe this?
I was just reading about Richard Branson, and you've got a cool story that maybe we can actually get into, speaking about leadership.
Yeah, wow, that's so random, because we're actually talking about the scale of
so random that I'd be reading your book.
No coincidence
to this. And now I'm talking to you and I actually get 30 minutes or more of your time right now. And one of the things that you knew when we first started that integrity is a huge, cornerstone to not just your business, but my business. And I remember coming in saying, let's see if you're the real deal. And also, I got to say, you're the real deal. Four and a half years later, I wouldn't be here if I actually didn't believe what was in there, with the culture.
I'm the one that's honored. Well, listen, thank you for interviewing me today on my show. So I'm honored that you're going to be asking me these questions and I'm really excited to share about leadership with all of our listeners today.
Absolutely. And this is going to be real exciting because there may be a couple other questions that, I'll add in about, maybe other people haven't asked or don't know about you in regards to your leadership. But, since we're talking about the Scale It method, and really working with the CEOs, I'm curious, for you, it's like, how does the CEO role as a leader change when we're scaling, when we're going from just the regular day to day to where we make a commitment to scale? What's the difference in the role?
When you start out running your business, you've got your hands in every area of the business. Understandable. You don't have really the team to help you as you begin to grow. But the CEO really has to shift into that role of visionary. And I know we're going to talk about that a little bit more. So that you're really making those bigger picture decisions rather than running the errands and doing the tasks and all of those things that you can have your team do. But to really shift into that role of CEO, that means that you actually have to let go. So there's quite a bit of change that has to happen. And making that shift is just critical for the growth.
So what's the difference between being a leader and a boss?
Yeah.
So it's kind of using that analogy. So leader to boss, what's the difference there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think of a boss, it's someone that orders people around. People talk about negative things about, oh, my boss did this, my boss did that. It's that feeling of somebody that's over them, that's managing them. And I don't really think anybody wants to be managed. And so it's not very inspiring. It's not very inspiring for the boss, and it's not very inspiring for the employee either. And it's, on the level of being a boss, it feels like this overwhelming responsibility. And when you're constantly telling people what to do, there's no inspiration happening. There's no creativity happening. And you've got to come up with all the answers. So it actually makes work so much harder. And when you shift into being a leader, which means that you are inspiring people into action, it's just, there's so much more room. I think of the energy around the boss is just this vacuum. And with a leader, it's this open space. There's room for movement, creativity, ideas, inspiration, magic that happens. But to make that shift out of boss, it feels scary because it means that you actually have to let go. You have to stop looking at every single email and reviewing and being the only one that makes the major decisions in your company. And you feel like that's a scary thing to do, that things will fall apart. But actually, ironically, it's the other way around. If you keep doing that, you are choking the growth of your business. And once you can step into leadership, it's so much more fun. It's really where your gifts lie, I truly believe. And you've got a happier team all around that wants to stay on longer, that wants to be self-motivated, and that wants to bring their creative ideas to the table.
Oh, there's some really cool distinctions that I just got right there. I'm taking notes, but it's really interesting. Like from your experience, what are some of the places that us as leaders or leaders that you've actually seen, where do we get stuck? Where have you seen the majority of people getting stuck in their leadership?
I would say, it's really fear, I think, is at the root of it. And, maybe also some ego as well, because if you are that head honcho and you're used to running the show, you are used to getting the last word. There's something about that for maybe stroking your own confidence. I'm not really sure, but I think ultimately underneath it's fear that if we let go, our baby that we've worked so hard to help to grow, to nurture, and to be successful. And look, a lot of people, their livelihood depends on that business, and they lose that one account, they're terrified. of how they're going to make payroll and, you know, all the realistic things about it. So it doesn't make sense to let go, really, but just that's why having a mentor is so helpful, to kind of hold people's hand through the process. And this is what we do all day long with our clients all over the world that want to grow and scale their companies. We're like the mirror to say, hey, you're acting like a boss. You're exhausted because you won't let go. You're doing all the things in your business that you shouldn't be doing anymore. And, you know, like what we were talking about today in one of the meetings, that one of our clients was having an issue where two of their partners were really taking advantage of them. Mm-hmm. Right. And so we really were like, hey, like, that's not okay. You know, you've got to step up into your leadership. This is your business. So I just think sometimes we're in it and we don't see it. And we get mired in habit. We are creatures of habit. And even though there's this whole brighter picture on the other side, until you actually take that leap and you start treating your employees like team members, like you're all in this together. And instead of constantly giving them the solutions on the spot and doing it for them, you let them make mistakes. You let them fall, which I know that's hard to do, but that's how they grow. That's how they get it. That's how they take ownership. Hi, everyone. Allison here. Now, if you are a CEO or founder and you're ready to build a scalable company that can thrive without you, join me for a free masterclass where we teach you the five critical phases you've got to know in order to scale your business to eight figures and beyond. So head on over to scalemasterclass.com/podcast. To secure your seat today. You're going to leave knowing exactly where you are in the scaling process, what you need to do to get to the next level in business. And then I'm going to give you the 15 scalable models that the most successful companies use to make hundreds of millions to even billions of dollars. So head over to scalemasterclass.com/podcast to secure your seat today. And I will see you there.
And you know, it's that becomes a new habit. So how do we fix this? Because I'm sure, you know, we're not the only two that have ever experienced this. In fact, I'm sure there's a lot of people like leaning forward, shaking their head going, I'm feeling it. So how do we fix this, Allison?
Well, part of it is cutting the cord, you know, cutting the cord. And here's the thing. When you think of a task that you're about to do, what I want you to do is think about, what's the impact of you doing this for the long term? So in that moment, you're like, I'll just do it myself. It'll take me 10 minutes. But that's not really true, because then you're going to do it again, and it's 10 minutes, and again, and it's 10 minutes again, and again, and again. You know, the mind's like, well, it's going to take me longer to explain it to somebody. Mm-hmm. But you explain it, or you document it one time and you hand it off, you don't have to look at it again. I mean, you can have somebody hold them accountable or whatever, check it. Maybe that does need to be you. But when you hand it off and you say, you know what, this is yours, you're responsible for, this is your arena, you own it, they're either going to really step up and own it and do a great job, or you're going to find out that they don't have the capability to do that, or they need more training or something like that. You expand to get onto the next thing and the next thing. So I think it's constantly checking in with what you're doing and being truly honest and say, are you the one that needs to do this? Do you really need to oversee that? Do you really need to see that email that's going out? You know?
So I think, okay, I love what you just said right there too. I think that's another thing. How can we fix this? Be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, take a look at it. And I remember one of my mentors, because I, you know, this is why this program I think works so well. I believe in mentors, you know, and growing up, every single position I had, every job I had, every business I owned, there was always a mentor talking into my ear, you know, about this. And it starts with, don't make it worse than it is. Don't make it better than it is. Just share how it truly is. and your mm-hmm. part in that. So that's actually what I'm hearing. And I heard something else, Allison, and I read in this amazing book here, let's get it right here, this amazing book about something else. So you talk about the big picture vision. But what I'm also hearing you say between the lines is the CEO has to have a vision for the leadership, for what they want to see in the future, mm-hmm. not just like the larger one that it shows up in the whole company, but there's also a vision that a leader has to have of how they want to lead.
Yeah.
And
and that's like, if I look back with Pinnacle, here we are 11 years. And when I started, it was, okay, I want to help one business owner at a time to create a better future. And then, you know, it started to snowball and this person told this person, this person told this person. And then, you know, we did events and it grew. And so the vision starts to expand and you're like, wow, this really works. And their lives are changing and, you know, they're able to help so many more people. Wow. This really is could be a bigger dent in the universe. And so the vision just expands. And I think since you've been with me over this 5 years, you've seen the vision continue to expand.
100%.
So I think that's I'm constantly thinking about it, visualizing it on a daily basis. You hear me talking about it all of the time. And I think the key is that you've got to take the vision out of your head and almost like a vacuum, like let's connect a vacuum to your brain. And so that you can pull that out and then you are able to communicate that in various ways to as many people as you can. Because if you keep that vision to yourself, then, you know, there's so many other people that could help you to bring that vision to reality. And so you're missing out. You're keeping it small if you keep it to yourself.
Oh, that's good too. And there's no chance of synergy at that point. If you keep it to yourself, and that's where the magic happens. I'm going to go a little bit deeper too, from a different viewpoint. So as I'm interviewing you, I'm kind of sprinkling in some of the things that I see in regards to real life leadership coming from the leader of the company talking about leadership, which I think is awesome. So I had two other questions if we have time for it right now, Allison.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Honestly, Phil, because it's interesting when you talk about leadership, because I don't know the perspective from your end being on the team, and you've worked with other companies too.
Absolutely.
And we're talking, so those that are listening and they're wanting to step up in their leadership, or they want to find out how to motivate their team or how to take their business to the next level. Is there anything, I'm turning this around. Is there anything you're seeing that, okay, we've done in this company or I've done, because I don't know, there's some things that you do, you don't even realize you're doing that would make it easier for them.
You know, okay, Allison, fair question. That was good. All of a sudden now I'm sitting there going, wait a sec, it was easier to go in the other direction. A couple of things. One is you hire the best and get out of their way and let them do their job. Which was like, you know, and not just get out of the way, support them in being able to do exactly why you hired someone to do. So it's the expectation of you're going to be brilliant, because we've gone through so many individuals looking for those individuals. And now that we have brilliance, we're going to allow you to do what you do best, I think is number one. Number two is the culture that gets created. And really having a company through your values and the mission of the company, which you know, has been another sign of success. And I work with Fortune 500 like companies on the leadership side, and I'd love to have an organization come in and see exactly how this company is run by this. So here's another thing, Allison. I think this is key. You believe in mentors. Because since I've known you, I've never seen you without who is on your advisory board, who are your mentors, who are you listening to and being smart enough to listen to them, weigh the information and then make decisions quickly.
Yeah.
And so all of this plays right into it and, into great leadership. And humility is the other thing that I would say really drives the organization. Is there's a level of transparency. So I don't know if I answered the question. Since it was impromptu, but that's actually where I see a lot of the magic. in companies. And it's not just with Pinnacle. So some of the other companies that we mentor, you know, when we see the CEO stepping up in that same way and leading from a place of connection, compassion, drive, it changes the culture. Yes. It changes who wants to work for you. Here's the other thing too. You know, are people knocking on your door to work with you, or are they just, you know, you have to go out and it's hard to find good hires.
Yeah. You know,
that's a good indication.
Yeah. I mean, I think of people like Kristen, who we both mm-hmm. know, and she said her employees didn't really like her before. Now they are giving her leadership awards, and she's just got the best team ever. And
so
she's
true.
Able to travel, and they take care of things, and she doesn't have to worry about it. So yeah, it is, you know, it's just so much more fun when you can step into leadership. I think mm-hmm. this idea of leader, a lot of people look at that sort of analogy of this leader going to battle, and it's just, you know, they mm-hmm. have to be they impenetrable and all of that. And I think being a leader is about just your humanness.
Yeah. Yeah. I great point, Allison. So with all these, the CEOs that are listening, the people that are listening, that really do want to scale their business. What advice could you give them that they could do now in this moment in time to be better leaders for their teams? Since we're talking about our teams, what could they do now to be a better leader?
Yeah. Well, first of all, just to know that even if you have been doing in a certain way for 10 years, 20 years, even 30 years, every day is a new day to step up in leadership. And what does leadership mean? It means to step up into the highest version of ourselves. Mm-hmm. I think we need to always be learning and growing. If you're not, you're dying. And if you're not stepping up, then you're not inspiring your team to step up. So I think it would just be, like we said a bit ago, looking in the mirror saying, who do I want to be in this lifetime? At the end of my life, when I'm looking back, what do you want people to say about you? What do you want for your legacy? And then get the support. You know, if you've been a business for a good period of time and you've got employees and you're ready to say, you know what, we've been at this level for a long time. I know we have so much more. Get the support, because, hey, that's what I've done. That's what Phil has done. I'm not here to say I have all the answers. I know I'm a pretty smart cookie, but I don't want to be on this road trying to figure this out alone, right? So having that board of advisors around you to bounce off ideas, to help you make decisions, to help you build that strategic plan, to help you get back on track when you lose your way, and to help you to really figure out the right strategies that are going to multiply your growth in a fraction of the time, then that's exactly what we do. Wouldn't you say, Phil?
Allison, I couldn't have said it any better. And we could continue this conversation on leadership for hours. And I would love to. And I was about to say, and I'd love to have you come back so I can interview you more.
Even though this you is... just like take over the show. I think I'm going to delegate. It's yours. And I'm off to Mexico.
you know, there you go. I think we should do the show from Mexico. I think that is actually a really great show. You know, I just want to say, Allison, thank you for your openness, your transparency in regards to, you know, talking about leadership. You are definitely a leader that leads from the front, but also supports from behind and holds the context of what true leadership is. And it's easy for people to write books on leadership. It's easy for people to talk about leadership. But when we have a situation like COVID or you know, life experiences, and when someone rises up as you do, that's true leadership. You know, and is willing to show all sides. So also, I want to thank you for this interview. I think it was amazing. Please check out Pinnacle Global Network, because there is no other company like Pinnacle Global Network. And I will attest to that one right there. So Allison, thank you.
This has been awesome. Thanks, Phil, for being here and helping me to host the show. This has been so fun. I love hanging out with you. And you can find out about us at pinnacleglobalnetwork.com. and reach out to us, and you can talk to one of our expert strategists and get your questions answered. We are always leading big events. We have big events that are on the horizon. If you want to see what we've got going on, check out our website, go to the events tab, and you will be able to experience one of our 3-day events or one of our VIP days. And then besides that, just keep coming back to the show, subscribe to the Scale or Fail show. And if you've liked this, definitely write a review. And until next time, get out there and elevate yourself because you are worth it. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Scale It Method. A quick reminder about our free masterclass. If you want to build a scalable company that can thrive without you and you're ready to get the support you need to do it, sign up for my masterclass today. And during our time together, I will teach you the 5 critical phases you must know in order to scale to 8 figures and beyond. So head on over to scalemasterclass.com/podcast to secure your seat, and I'll see you there.